Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio program. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we'd love to see you in the house of God. We trust this morning that you're getting ready to go to the house of God, and we pray that you're coming to our meeting place. And this morning at 11 o'clock, we meet again to worship the Lord, and so we invite you to come. If you're not able to come to Sunday school this morning, then you feel free to come right on into the preaching service at 11 o'clock. And of course, you're invited to come to both services, and we know that you'll be able to worship God here. Also, tonight at 4 o'clock, we meet again to worship the Lord in our evening services, and then at 7 o'clock Wednesday night is the time of our midweek Bible study. And so these are our services, and you're certainly invited to come, and trust that you will. We've been speaking the past few Sunday mornings about the taking over of the Antichrist kingdom into this world, and brought it down to the discussion about salvation. And we realized last Sunday morning, as we were bringing the message from the book of Matthew chapter 8, concerning the demons that, of course, do not believe, they do not have salvation, and yet they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe in a time of torment. They believe that they are going to be tormented, and yet they're lost. They will never be saved. We compared that with the book of Luke chapter 23, one of the thieves on the cross, who in his dying days come to the time of knowing that he was a lost sinner. And there's certainly a lot of difference between a person that knows that they're a lost sinner and the person that does not know that they're a lost sinner. The person that knows their condition before God, being brought to that place by the drawing of the Holy Spirit, by the convicting power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, will come to Jesus, trusting Him for their eternal salvation. The person that does not really realize how lost they are, that they actually are going to spend their eternity in a burning, fiery hell, that person will never come to the place of trusting Jesus Christ. And so, let's look in the book of Luke chapter 23, verse 39 through 43, as we read the story of the thief on the cross. "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. We noticed last time about the thief on the cross that was saved, that he came to the place of realizing that he was an absolute total sinner within himself. He realized that he had nothing whatsoever to give to God. He realized that he was dying on the cross because of his own sins, his own sinfulness. And he knew that he was going to spend his eternity in a burning hell, in a place where God was not, because of his internal condition, because he knew that he himself was a sinner. You'll look here and in these verses, and you'll find that the thief on the cross realized that there must be a power outside of himself that he turns to in order to find his own salvation. He realizes that there is no strength within himself. And so he turns to the one in the center of these three crosses, who is Jesus Christ. He turns to him and he says, Lord. Now, we know this, that the thief that was saved knew that God was God. He knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And of course, that's the same things that the devils know. But this thief turned unto Jesus. He called him Lord or Master. He recognized that he was the omnipotent God, that not only the creator of the universe, but He was also going to have to be the Savior of His soul. The devils never did turn like that. And I must say that there's a lot of people today that look upon Jesus Christ as the Son of God and think that's enough for their eternal salvation, and I say unto you that that's not enough. The devils believe that. The devils do not believe that Jesus is their Lord. They do not believe that He is their Savior. The devils give a mental assent to the gospel, knowing that Jesus is the Son of God. But they do not look upon Him as their Savior, nor as their Lord. This thief on the cross looked, knew, realized, believed that he was lost, that he could not help himself. And he looked to a strength outside of his own strength. And this is the place that a sinner must come to in order to be saved. They must come to the place of realizing that there's a strength outside of themselves. There is a power outside of themselves. And that is the power of God in salvation. We know this, that the thief on the cross came to the place of believing that he was going to be saved without any works on his part. I want you to picture in your mind here. We find that there is three thieves on the cross, or three crosses up here. Jesus is in the middle, on the middle cross, and on either side there is a thief. Now, what can these thieves do in their flesh to deserve salvation? And the answer is nothing. These two men are both dying. They have come to the absolute end of their life. There is nothing that they can do physically in order to be saved. These men are saved simply by the grace of Almighty God. They are saved by grace through faith on the part of God. God has given them the faith with which to believe. God has given them the grace with which to believe. And they look unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of their faith. There is nothing that these men can do, nothing that this thief can do. And he turns unto Jesus, and he says simply these words, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." There's a lot of people today that are desiring to do all kinds of works in order to be saved. The Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, not of works. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. When saved people get to heaven, there will not be one saved person that looks back upon the day of their salvation and brags about what they did in order to be saved, because there's nothing that they can do. Salvation is an absolute, total gift of the grace of God. And how we ought to appreciate and know that it's so. The book of John, chapter 6. There are some people that came to Jesus Christ, and they said to Him, these are lost people, "Then said they unto Him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God?" And there's a lot of people that's wanting to work a lot of works in order to be saved and go to heaven so they can brag about it when they get there. Now let me see. Tell you what Jesus said in verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent." And this is what the thief on the cross did. He believed on the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that this was a righteous man, that this is the righteous Son of God. And he knew that Jesus had a kingdom he was going into, for the thief said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." That's something else that the thief on the cross knew. A lot of people are desiring to do works, and they say, "Well, if we can do a lot of works, and the more works that we're able to do, then the better off our salvation will be." Let me tell you, that's just not so. I'm thinking of a scripture here in the book of Matthew, chapter 7. verse 21. The Bible says, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Look what the Bible is teaching us here concerning the way into salvation. The Bible says there's going to be a lot of preachers that's going to die and go to hell. Somebody might say, "Well, that just can't be so. That's what Jesus said." Let me remind you of another point. In the book of Acts chapter 16 and verse 16 through verse 18, there was a demon-possessed woman that was preaching the gospel. There was a demon-possessed woman that was going around in her demon-possessed state, and she was saying about Paul and Barnabas, "These men are men of God, and they're preaching the gospel." That may be very confusing, but I trust that you understand this, that it's not what you do that causes you to be saved. It is rather the fact that salvation comes as a gift of God unto you, not of works, lest any man should boast. I would remind you that baptism will not save you. You can be baptized 15 times. You can be baptized every Sunday. You can be baptized in every church in this area and still die and go to hell. There was a time when some men came to John the Baptist desiring to be baptized. And when John saw them coming, he said, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." John wouldn't baptize them because they wasn't saved. And then there's those folks that say that baptism is what brings salvation. It's not so. John wouldn't baptize those folks because they weren't already saved. Somebody said, "Well, if I could do a lot of miracles and be in the church, I'm sure I'd be all right." Judas wasn't. Judas Iscariot was a lost man. And he did miracles. The book of Matthew chapter 10, he was sent out to do miracles. And he did them. But he was lost. Somebody would say, "Well, if I could just hold a real important office in the church, then I'd be okay." That's not what the Bible says. Because Judas was the treasurer. And he was the one that had the devil and turned Jesus Christ over to those rebellious Jews who refused to believe in him. What are we saying? Very clearly, the thief on the cross came to the place of realizing that before God he had nothing to give, and he must receive the gift of God. And he was saved, not because of any work that he did, but because of the work of God in his heart. We trust today that if you're lost, you'll be saved. You'll trust God and not yourself. Well, we do see that our time has slipped away from us again today, and we invite you to come again to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.